It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me for our weekly outdoor show today. Today's show is made possible by Young's Wilderness Camp up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario, Canada. They offer fishing trips in the fall and deer hunts up there. The website to check them out is youngswildernesscamp.com. The toll-free phone number is 866-894-0674. You know, there's a lot going on in the outdoors. Till season's open right now. Till reports have been spotty. I actually have found a few, but not any heavy concentrations of till. I've heard up at Lake Cooper there's been some good till hunting up there, but it's kind of in different and special areas. I mean, they're not widespread all over the upper end of the lake. So scouting is real, real important when it comes to till hunting. And you know, actually not scouting a week before. When you're hunting the big ducks, sometimes you can scout them one weekend and still find the ducks there the next. But when you're hunting teal, you know, they're a here today, gone tomorrow species, and you just about have to get out there a day or so before the birds, you really plan to hunt the birds, find a concentration, and make a plan to get in there and hunt them. I thought today we'd do a little bit of a fishing roundup and begin up at Lake Fork. Seth Vanover guides at Fork for crappie and catfish. He's been our guest several times in the past, but he's been on a really, really good crappie bite over some deep structure here lately. We're going to get Seth as our first guest and see if he can help you catch some crappie down at Lake Fork. Well, good morning, Seth. How in the world are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm good, Luke. How are you, sir?
It's a good world this morning, and I understand you've been on a good crappie bite at Lake Fork. And prior to that, I believe you said the lake was turning over, and for a week or two there, crappie fishing was tough. Is that right?
Oh, boy. Until this past weekend, for about the last 2 weeks prior to that, it was a little tough. But it's finally starting to stabilize, and we did okay this weekend. We had to fight a little bit, but over the course of Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we put about 100 fish in the boat.
That's some good crappie fishing any time of the year or wherever you're at. Seth, what's some good tips? I'm going to bet that you fish some of the structures that you've got out, right?
Oh, yeah. We're targeting all the crappie condos that I've been sinking here lately. You know, we've been catching a lot of crappie on them, but we've been catching some pretty good channels doing it as well. But we'll talk about that another day.
I tell you what we will do. We'll talk about channel cat. We can talk about that any time.
Right.
But let's concentrate on the crappie just a minute, and then we'll talk some channel cat fishing too. What depths, Seth, are you concentrating for the crappie?
Well, we've been fishing mainly my holes in about 30 feet. And what I've been noticing is, you know, you'll get a bite and your line's going slack. So that's telling me they're suspended up a little bit. So we've been reeling up, and we're catching them anywhere from 18 to about 25 feet.
That's a good. And you know, you told me when we were talking off the air, Seth, that a lot of times you're feeling the fish, they're slacking your line all of a sudden. So that's fish that are coming up as a rule. That's an indication that fish are coming up to hit it, and it might be an indication when that happens that you're fishing a little too shallow, right?
Right, or what I found out is if we're fishing my 30-foot hole, for example, and we're dropping all the way to the bottom, give it a couple cranks up, and what I think is going on is these fish are suspended, and let's say in 25-foot, they're going to be up in 25 feet. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing, they're going down to get the bait, hitting it, and picking it up. And that's what's causing the slack in the line. Once you see that slack in the line, You need to reel up, just like you would be setting the hook on a bass, reel that slack out, and then pop him, and then you got him.
You bet. Well, Seth, people coming down to Lake Fork to crappie fish, if they don't have their own structures or, you know, the crappie condos like you set out, if they're just coming down to fish, would you suggest fishing around the bridge columns or standing timber? What do you think would be a good pattern right now?
Right now, just to give folks a good point of reference, on the 154 bridge, you know, you can go to the number 2 or number 8 pylon and hit your cross tie. You'll see it down there on your depth finder. You'll feel it when you go down to it. Hit your cross tie and go get on either side of that cross tie. and we've done okay there. We haven't fished a whole lot at the bridge, but I know some other folks that do, and they've been doing pretty good.
Catching crappie. Yeah, and you know, Seth, when you're mentioning the cross tie, folks, what Seth is talking about is the, you know, the vertical bridge columns that support a bridge. Well, there's cross members that are horizontal that connect a couple or more of the vertical columns. And those things really are, Seth, you know, they're fish magnets. They provide shade and cover, you know, and attract a lot of bait fish, don't they?
Oh, good grief, man. It's in certain times of the year, that's the only place I will fish are bridge pylons. And don't be surprised if you latch on to a big old bass down there either, because that's happened more than once with us.
Well, the bait fish are there for a reason. You know, there's plankton, zooplankton it's called, on the columns, and the minnows are there, the shad, too. And that's why everything from catfish to, that's why fishing under a bridge can present a smorgasbord of different species, can it?
It really does. It's good if you're new to a lake,
mm-hmm.
you've never gone to any kind of lake, you can always catch fish on a bridge pylon.
That's true.
You can always do it.
Well, Seth, let's think about catfish. Now, we've had you talking catfishing on our show several times, and the thing is, Lake Fork, by and large, has bigger, the average size channel cat there that I've ever caught, it runs a little bit bigger than many of the lakes, so... Fork is an awesome place for catching catfish, and tell us what's going on with the channel cat right now.
The channel cat, you know, here about the last month, we've been after really nothing but crappie,
mm-hmm.
but we've got into some pretty good channel and flathead fishing here lately over our crappie piles. We started catching them about a month ago when we first started real crappie fishing really hard. We were dropping minnows down, and you can tell a catfish bite from a crappie bite, just how they start, just an easy pull. But I noticed we were catching them out of my crappie condos, so I'd stick one pole off to the back with my catfish bait on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my chicken liver, you know how I am with those. And we would start catching some really good channels just off the back of the boat, off the end of the crappie condos, and why not? You know, a lot of people like to catch those catfish too.
Yeah, and you know, if you're crappie fishing, chances are really good. Your ultimate goal there is a big fish fry, and some catfish, those tasty 2 to 3 pound channel cat fillets thrown in that Crisco adds a lot to it, doesn't it, Seth?
Well, we had a big fish fry Saturday. I had a group. Is a friend of mine brought his son out. And it was just a fun day of fishing, and we ended up with 26 overall, just in a few hours of fishing. We fried up a whole bunch of crappie and a whole bunch of catfish that evening, and had a ball.
That is so much fun. We have a little get together coming up later this week down in Trinity County. A bunch of us had hunted together and up in the Rocky Mountains for elk and bear. Having a little, one of the guys is a good buddy of mine, Mark Billette, and Mark's been our guest too. He has a hunting ranch down in Trinity County, but Mark, we're getting my nephew, who was our camp cook, and we're getting Mark and some of the guys that were present up there and have a little, post-Rocky Mountain hunt fish fry.
so good.
If you were a little closer to us, we'd try to get you down there. We're going to fire up the fish cookers, and Mark's got about a 25-acre lake. It's full of bass. We'll just have us have a good get together, and you know, it's a little bit off the topic, but a fish fry, is that not a memorial thing for people? I know very, very few people in the outdoors that don't really look forward to some get-togethers, and most of them always have a fish fry at the center of them. You know,
it's hard not to enjoy such a thing. We were out of my camper this weekend. That buddy of mine and his son. And we ate, I mean, freshly caught crappie and catfish. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. And we ate and we ate and we ate. We even ate it for breakfast the next morning.
Cold fish. Put that fish in a Ziploc bag and put it on in your, if you're in an RV, put it in a refrigerator or on ice, and it makes a great breakfast. You know, Seth, you've being from East Texas, you enjoy duck hunting a lot, I know. I've got a recipe that I've discovered. For duck that is, it's cured smoked duck breast. And let me tell you, it is the best. Folks, in my column in the newspapers recently, I mentioned this, but I want to tell you how easy it is. You just need a brown sugar cure, and you can buy enough cure for $5 or $6 to cure 100 pounds of meat. But you just simply take the breast halves on your duck, rub them with the cure, Seth, and then pack a little extra brown sugar in there. And I actually put a little liquid marinade. It's Head Country has an all-purpose marinade. I put a little of that just more or less to dissolve the sugar, you know, and the cure. Put that in a Ziploc bag for about 3 days in the refrigerator. And then take it out and pat it dry with paper towels. You want it dry. Wrap it with a good bacon, just like you would wrap ducks with, you know, jalapeno and bacon wrap. Same principle, except you're dealing with cured meat. Wrap it with bacon and put it on. I use a Smoking Texan electric smoker, and it's you can cold smoke it now because, see, it's cured. You can cut that thermostat to 140 instead of heating it up at, say, you know, instead of cooking it at 200, you can set it at 140 for about 4 or 5 hours, and then let those duck breasts or goose breasts, they work too, let them cool and slice them and serve them with some cheese and crackers. I want to tell you, I hope you were everybody was taking notes. If not, you can listen to this, the archive of our show here, KETR.org, all this, well, for months ahead. That's a recipe I discovered that I think anybody that likes duck, and maybe people that think they do not like duck, Seth, need to give it a try.
You done made me hungry now.
Well, it's pretty simple to do, though. And I'll cook some up here next time we go fishing and let you try it out. I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, you're going to have to now. I'm going to hold you to that. That sounds excellent.
It's a good way to cook duck. And I think, you know, in my writing and on radio, too, I've noticed that the articles and the conversations about outdoor cooking, it's like we talked about, most sportsmen love a good fish fry. Most of us like to cook fish and game, and a little bit of a different slant on it, you know, it really, people are really interested in it.
Anytime you come up with something new, and if it's good, it's always a hit, no matter where you're at or what you're doing.
You bet. Well, Seth, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like for you to leave your website where people can go and check out what you do, and then I'd like for you to leave a contact number, because I bet you some people are going to be interested in catching crappie. October is primo time down at Fork. How do they reach you?
Best way to get me anytime is 903-736-4557. That's my the cell phone number. My website is lakeforkcatandcrappie.com.
Well, Seth, thanks very much for being with us, and you know, you're a storehouse of knowledge on the fishing, and especially our contact down at Lake Fork, so we'll get you back again soon. How about it?
Sounds like a plan. I want some duck.
Folks, over at Lake Tawakoni, guide Michael Littlejohn and his wife Terry do an excellent job keeping me tuned in on the catfishing, especially the big blue catfish bite. The season has begun. A lot of times, most years, you know, it doesn't kick off till the weather and the water cools in say, late October. They've been catching some big blue catfish using cut bait on points and catching concentrations of the catfish out on the ends of the points. And then also another good pattern is a shallow water bite after a few days of a steady wind blowing into the bank. And these fish are coming from water as shallow as 5-6 foot deep. But the main thing is the water is beginning to cool in all of our lakes. Up at Lake Texoma, Larry Sparks with Sparky's Guide Service has been a guest many times on our show. The topwater bite's going. They're fishing topwater plugs like pencil poppers, Zara spooks, in little shallow depressions off the main body of the lake early morning and catching some big stripers. Folks, we're about out of time for the show. Remember, catfishradio.com is the website to go to listen to our hour-long show. And do remember, right here at KETR, you can go online, KETR.org, and you can listen to the archive. Just click on local programs and then outdoors, and you can tune into the show and listen to it anytime. So, folks, be safe in the outdoors and join me right here next week at the same time. We will have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.